An extraordinary move from the Justice Department today. It asked a federal judge to throw out the first jury convictions in a terrorism trial after the September 11th attacks. The government made its request after a detailed review that examined how the prosecution handled the case and found it full of mistakes. The judge could rule this week. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
When he read the 60-page document the Justice Department filed in federal court last night, Rob Precht thought he was reading a defense motion. Precht is an expert on terrorism law.
But then, of course, I realized that this was a motion by the government basically agreeing with the defense that the defendants convicted in this case had been unfairly convicted.
The Justice Department didn't actually use the words unfairly convicted. Craig Morford, the special attorney named by Attorney General John Ashcroft to review the case long after the jury went home, did say the prosecution failed to disclose evidence to the defense that it should have disclosed. And, he wrote, the prosecution allowed an incomplete and at times misleading record to be presented regarding several important issues. Evidence, for instance, about disagreement over whether a certain sketch was a possible terrorist target or just a doodled map of the Middle East. In a statement, Justice Department spokesman Mark Corallo said, the department recognized the problems in the prosecution, appointed an independent investigator to get to the bottom of it, and ultimately did the right thing in the interest of justice. The right thing here means the government asked the judge to dismiss the terrorism charges against two Arab men convicted last year in what became known as the Detroit sleeper cell case. The Justice Department also agreed with the defense that the two men and a third man, all Arab immigrants, should get a new trial on charges of document fraud. William Sullivan is a lawyer representing the lead prosecutor of the case, Richard Convertino. Convertino sued the department after he was pulled from the case last year. He's now being investigated for possible misconduct. Convertino's not talking, but Sullivan called him a patriot who did the right thing prosecuting the case.
He brought together a case which was a valid and just case, a jury so found. And in fact, the government is moving forward on count two.
Count two refers to the document fraud charges. Jim Thomas, one of the defense attorneys in the case, does not consider Convertino a patriot. He and other defense lawyers say the Justice Department review showed a pattern of misconduct, not a simple mistake. For instance, they said the defense never heard about an affidavit by a CIA agent who said the prosecutor seemed to be shopping for an opinion that backed up his theory of the case rather than the truth. Defense Attorney Thomas says that's just the beginning.
We have received over 1,000 pages. We know that there is another set of materials, which is probably every bit as much as that. And then there are other documents that are classified that we have not seen yet.
Rob Precht calls the Justice Department's findings an indictment in itself. But he says the Justice Department's confession of errors is both extraordinary and hopeful. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.